Praise the Lord. Well, this is your word for 2020, if anybody's looking for one. Romans 12, 1 and 2, Message Bible. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out, readily recognize what He wants from you, and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you and develops well-formed maturity in you. So that's your word for next year. We've got a few more after a while. But let's stand and let's welcome the presence of God in the house today. So glad to see everybody. And God is up to something, and He's looking for some folks that said, "Yes, Lord, here we are. We'll run with it." Amen. Father, we just welcome Holy Spirit in the house today. Holy Spirit, You are welcome here. We're two or three gathered in Your name. You said that You would be in the midst, and we thank You for coming. And as we join together with You today, Lord, in praise and worship and song and hearing Your word today, that our minds are renewed with that word, and that we go forth and every day place our life before You and say, "Lord, here we are. Use me for Your glory." Thank You for that. Holy Spirit, come and settle upon us. Move among us today that we may hear clearly from You. And when You say Your word to us, that we will quickly respond to that which we are hearing, Holy Spirit, say. Thank You for settling upon us and bringing breakthrough in every area of our life. No one left behind. In Jesus' name, and everybody said amen.
I tell you what I want you to do, because I know there are several out this morning, and I haven't heard specifically from people normally, but I tell you, I want you, just as we begin to get into praise and worship, I want you to look around and see who is normally here or in front of you now. We're going to begin to pray for them. Lord God, we don't know what's going on, but as we begin to intercede and pray for the people, Father God, whether it's things going on at home or sudden things happening that couldn't, car trouble or sickness or just things that happen, Father God, that were beyond their control. We just speak over these people right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that all things will work out for their sakes, for good. Amen? The enemy might have come in and tried to steal, kill, and destroy, but guess what we declare? We declare that because of Jesus Christ His desire for us to have abundant life and life abundantly. That's the same thing, isn't it? Praise God. Lord, we just thank You today. We love You, Lord. We thank You, Father God, for Your power that's at work in new life for the nations.
Thank You, Jesus.
Amen. Father God, we praise You. Hallelujah. Well, I want to know if there's any believers in the house.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I would say that you've got us this morning, but that's okay, isn't it?
Yeah.
We didn't come for whoever was up here. We came to praise the Lord. Amen. All right. The power of God. I believe in the power of His word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. Come on now. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of His word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the Lord. If I stumble,
what?
I remember what I read in His word. Then I rise up and make a stand on what I've heard. I believe in the power of God. believe in the power of His Word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the Lord. Are you thankful?
Yes.
I'm so thankful. He is able to meet all of my needs, and His power is working mightily in me. I'm a believer, and His truth has set me free. Oh, I'm a believer, He has won the victory. Oh, I'm a believer, and the devil is under my feet. Oh, I'm a believer, God has crushed the enemy. I'm a believer. Oh, I'm a believer, and His truth has set me free. Oh, I'm a believer, He has won the victory. Oh, I'm a believer, and the devil is under my feet. Oh, I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, just like that scripture said, you know, we've got to see it the way the Word sees it. We got to see Him under our feet. I got a little melancholy, I told Jerry this morning, and, you know, I was looking back at people that you love, the ones that's gone on to be with the Lord from our church. You know, and I could see them sitting, you know, in the back, or, you know, see them where they participated, and I was getting a little bit melancholy. And then the Lord spoke to me. He said, why? They're better off than you are. But you know, you miss them. You miss them. But I thank God for what He's doing. And you know, we serve a good God. You know that?
Amen.
We just need to see that.
Hallelujah.
And declare it and stand on it. He's good regardless of my circumstances. Regardless of everybody in my family does what I think they ought to be doing. He's a good God. Amen.
I got something to share. Laura.
Okay.
I walked in last Sunday morning here at church. Somebody came up to me, and they gave me a word for this next coming year. And they told me basically that I'm going to see some of the things that I've been believing for. That I'm going to see those things. And it's going to be in abundance. And so I just decided that my motto for next year, God said there was plenty in 2020.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Hallelujah.
And that's
Hallelujah,
what I'm going to stand
Lord,
on.
Lord, we praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because God's faithful.
You know, some of the most, and I say this, but some of the most awesome services we've had, miraculous things happened, were some of our smallest crowds. Isn't that something?
Let the King of my heart be the mountain where I run. The fountain I drink from, oh, He is my song. Let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide. The ransom for my life, oh, He is my song. And you are good, good, oh. Let the King of my heart be the wind inside my sails.
the king of my heart, be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days. Oh, he is my song.
Come on. And you are good. Good.
Oh, you are good. Never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down.
And you are good,
good. Oh, you are good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh,
do that second verse. Let's stop just a minute. Listen to that second verse. Let the king of my heart be the wind inside my sails. That's got to be the thing that gets me moving every day. And then look what he says. The anchor. Now, I may be moving, but he's the anchor to keep me falling off. And then it says, let it be the fire inside my veins, the passion, the motive in your life, and the echo of what of my days. At the end of the day, I can go back and say, look what he's been. He's been my fire. He's been my anchor. Let's do that verse. Let the king of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves. Oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days. Oh, he is my song. And you are good, good. Oh, 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 let's do that bridge. Let's confess this. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. 'Cause you are good, good. Oh, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. You
Lord
know we don't.
God Almighty.
Sometimes we don't realize how good God is to us.
Oh, we thank you.
We look
you.
Around and we see the circumstances. And I want to share this with you, and I'm not going to get into specifics. But talking about things happening supernaturally, this has been a supernatural year for this church.
Amen.
For one thing, the finances. It's been incredible how God has provided financially for the church this year. And testimonies of things And I'm just thinking, and I don't know what the situation is today, but I know Miss Martha got some word last week, and according to the word she got, her mother shouldn't even be alive today.
Her mother got a miracle.
Let Martha share that,
Hold
Martha.
On. Glory to God, yes. Hallelujah.
A week ago this past Thursday night, my mother has been sick. I mean, she's been battling dementia. But otherwise, she took a multivitamin, and that's all the woman was on. Until about 4 weeks ago, when she started having smothering spells. I have had her to cardiologists, nuclear scans, echoes. We have ran the roads between Glasgow and Taylor County trying to find an answer, and everything came back. It's not her heart. Everything's fine. It's not her heart. So they finally decided it was anxiety and panic attacks. And I thought, no, this is not my mother. And I had asked for a pulmonary consult, and they said they would get it after the first of the year, after the holidays. But Thursday morning, I could tell things were getting worse. And so me and my sister had a conference, and Charlotte said, we don't need to be leaving her alone because these spells were coming more often. And when they did, her blood pressure would go, like, really high. Her pulse would go high. Her O2 sats would drop. That's why I knew it wasn't panic attacks. And so we had agreed. Charlotte said she would take her home. My mom got real hysterical. No, I want to stay and die in my own house. So I told her, I'm going to come and stay with you. And I went over to get my suitcase, and before I could get in the door, my sister was calling and said, you've got to come now. And I ran down, and Mom looked dead. She was gray. I put the pulse ox on. It said 70, and I thought, this can't be right. But anyway, we got her to the ER. They did ABGs. Her O2 sat was 68. For those who don't know, that's not very compatible with life. And we put the rebreather mask and all this, and they were having difficulties with it. So they did a CT scan. Both lung fields were full of hundreds of small blood clots. And she had two huge blood clots in her right main stem bronchus and a huge one in her left main stem bronchus. It didn't matter if we intubated her. It didn't matter what we did. Air was not getting into her. So they ship her quickly to St. Joe's. And I stayed at home because Mom was just, only thing she could open her eyes and say to me is, you've got to take care of my house. You've got to take care of my house. So I let them go on up there. They worked on her from midnight to noon the next day. They did surgery to try to suck the clots out. They put in EKO machines, which is a special filtering device. I mean, blood clot busters, heparin, everything they could think of, they did. The head of vascular department, which Minta has worked with for years, that's who she called in to come and see her granny. And he came in and he said to the family that was there, and then they called me, and then they said, we have done all that we know medically to do, but I don't expect your mother to be here by Sunday. He said, we don't know what else to do. They also did Dopplers, and from her groin area down to her ankle, the vessels in the back of her legs were full of blood clots, and that's what was breaking off and going to her lungs. Well, you know, I didn't know how to pray. I'm just going to be honest with you here. My mother has lived to die, if that makes sense, especially since my father died. And she would have been as happy to have died as to have lived. So I didn't know how to pray. And I asked Miss Laverne, and Laverne said, pray in the spirit, Martha. Just pray in the spirit. God will help you if you pray in the spirit. And I got a peace over me. Whichever way it went was fine. 4 hours later, the vascular guy comes in. He checks things. He's talking to the nurse. He's got this chart. He starts drawing on the window of the ICU, explaining things here and there, showing them what he said. This is Dr. Menez, if anybody wants to know the name. He said to them, we've done all we medically know how to do. Does anyone here know how to pray? And all of them said, yes, we do. We believe in the power of prayer. And he said, well, you see, I can only do the physical stuff. I can't do the healing. That's what Dr. Menez said. And he came back like between 4 and 5, 4 hours. And he said, and Mom was awake, sort of, but he looked at her and he said, "Well, Miss Blankenship, someone's been praying for you. I'm telling you, in 4 hours," after they told us that none of this was working, in 4 hours, he said, she's going to be fine. They said those blood clots was just a flowing down that filter, moving really fast. And so physically, she has pulmonary hypertension. She was left with that. She's left with a congestive heart failure, but it's not her heart, it's her lungs. We're going to get all that taken care of physically. Of course, she had some mental issues. She got ICU psychosis really bad. But, you know, she's been home now since Christmas Day. Every day she gets clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer. And Minta's in this weekend, and we really think that we can start leaving her for 30 minutes to an hour by herself. That is how clear she is during the day. And this is a woman who basically was unoxygenated for hours. And so God knew what he was doing. But when Miss Laverne said, pray in the spirit, if you don't know how to pray, pray in the spirit. And then a peace will come over you. And I just went over to her house and started cleaning up, changing beds, and doing my daily things like you all read this morning. I didn't sit down and cry and boohoo and twist my hands and get on the phone and blow up Facebook. After I prayed and I got that spirit of peace about me, I just went over to the house and I said, "Well, when she comes home, I want the beds to be changed. I'm going to move the tables around and, you know, the nursing part of me, getting ready for her to come home." And that's what we have to do. When we give it to God, if you don't know how to pray, because I was struggling, to be honest, pray in the spirit. You get the peace that passes all understanding, and get up, just go do your daily things, and God will take care of the rest.
People forget. Amen. Pentecostals forget, or spirit-filled people forget, that one of the greatest weapons they got is praying in the Holy Spirit. Because when you do not know how to pray, what do? You begin to pray in the Spirit. And Jude says, "Beloved, building up your most holy faith," what? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Lord God, and I tell you, if you don't have it, you need it. You need to get prayer to receive it, because it's for whosoever ask. Amen. We have a special prayer request. Jeannie and Tommy's not here today because her nephew died. So, Father, we lift up that family, and I thank you for comforting them. Give Jeannie and Tommy the words. When people come to them, Father, give them the words that you give them to say to this family to comfort them. Be strong faith words, and we thank you for that. And we pray for another friend that's battling cancer, he and his wife. Lord, the entire situation, it's in your hands, because you're a great God. You know, and as we go into this next song, "How Great Is Our God," you know, instead of thinking of 2019, it's like Pastor said, when you're going through a situation, sometimes you don't see any good. But the reason we look back is not to see the struggle, but the only reason to ever look back is to see the good that came.
Amen. To see the victory.
You see the victory, see. We don't go back and concentrate on the battle. We thank God for the victory. And you look back and you see him. Yes, you got some.
This song we're getting ready to sing is the number one song on Allie's Jesus Jammin' playlist. That's what she calls it. And the reason is, that's the song we sung over and over and over. We started singing it the year that she was in the UK hospital. She was 4 years old. And we would play it when we went to the doctor's visits. And she called it Miss Laverne's song. And she loves this song. She loves it because even at 4 years old, her spirit knew where her healing came from.
Worship you, Jesus. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth.
rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of all our praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. Let's sing it to him, church, now. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Sing it one more time now. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great, glory to God, how great is our God.
Hallelujah. You notice that the part of the word says that the time is in his hand. So when you're having done all the Word of God says, what do? You stand, because it's the time is in his hand. So I just stand and believe it's there. And as the angel told Daniel, said, Daniel, I've been trying to get here for 3 weeks. We don't know how long it's going to take, but the time is in his hand. Glory to God. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. You know, as we end this year and start the next one, we want to make sure that we've got fear under our feet. Amen.
Hallelujah.
When he told you you're not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, come on now. When he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, that you'll never be enough, fear, he is He will take your breath, stop you in your step. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire. Told you were troubled, you'll forever be alone.
Come on now.
When he told you should run away, you'll never find a home. When he told you were dirty and you should be ashamed. When he told you could be the one that grace to never change. Oh, fear, he is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire, cause fear, he is a liar. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears.
Come on, church.
Let your fire fall. Your love is all I feel. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall. Your love is all I feel.
Do that again. Let your fire fall.
Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall. Your love is all I feel. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Oh, fear, he is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire, cause fear.
Come on, church.
He is a liar. Yes, fear, he is a liar.
Lord God Almighty, whoo! Oh, we praise you for your love, Father God, that consumes us. Fear has no place. It has no place. From the moment we accepted Jesus Christ into our lives, then the enemy has no right unless we give him that right. We've been redeemed. What better way can we close out this final worship service in 2019 than talk about being redeemed? Amen? That's fine. Glory to God. Glory to God.
I don't know if this person is here or there. when we were singing that song and it kept saying, cast your fear into the fire, I saw, because I had done a Bible study months ago about the silversmith taking the silver that was worthless and putting it in the fire, and it comes out pure and all the impurities are gone. What I saw was fear literally being cast into the fire, and when the arm pulled out, what I saw on the end of it was the peace sign. Put fear in the fire, and what you are going to get out of it is total and complete peace. So whoever is fearful, put it in the fire of the love of God, which is the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit, and you will come out with peace.
Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you so much for Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Amen. Get the offering.
Oh, you may be seated while we got going on. And we're going to take up our offering. And thank you, Father God, for your power that's at work. Lord, I just thank you. Yes?
And I want you to know, take a good listen, because next week, this forest will not be like it is.
Amen. He's getting permanent fixture in his voice. And the statistics of failures, less than 10%. So God's got this. He's going to be able to sing. But you know what? We didn't let it stop him from singing, did we, honey?
No, we didn't.
Glory to God. Or preaching. Or whatever. Hallelujah. The enemy cannot steal. And he's not going to. Glory to God. Is that right, Miss Phyllis? Hallelujah. Lord,
Amen.
Thank you for supernatural blessing. And Father, I just thank you that if there's anybody in here that needs to recover something, that they recover it 100%.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Seems like all I could see was the struggle. Haunted by ghosts that lived in my past. Bound up in shackles of all my failures. Wondering how long is this gonna last. Then you looked at this prisoner and said to me, son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. All my life I have been called unworthy.
Come on now.
Named by the voice of my shame and regret. But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. No, I don't have to be the old man inside of me, 'cause his day is long dead and gone. Come on. 'Cause I've got a new name, a new life, I'm not the same, and a hope that will carry me home. I am redeemed. set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. No, I'm not who I used to be. Yes, I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. And I like this. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am.
You know, I grew up learning that song, singing that song, did not know what I was singing. But you know what, Mr. Sam, I can still see Russell Holmes up there leading that song. Redeemed and come unto me. Remember that? Come unto me. I will give you rest. Did not know what I was singing. Take my yoke upon you. Hear me and be blessed. Glory to God. Those old hymns that He put inside of me as a child. And I'm just beginning to understand what they were singing about. Amen. But isn't God good? 2019, isn't He good? Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Let's just give Him a praise, church. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you,
that
Lord.
You are good. We love you so much. Thank you, praise and worship team. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to dismiss.